With Europe in flames and the world at war, the Fosdykes, like so many other Britons, are playing their part. As Sir Jos struggles to rebuild the Zeppelin bomb tripe works at home, his sons carry the flag of freedom against the Hunnish hordes. Tom in the muddy hell of the trenches, and Albert facing the dreaded Red Baron in the clear blue skies over France. The Fosdyke Saga, a story of tripe.
Come in.
Good morning, Lieutenant Fosdyke, sir. Cup of tea.
Ah, thank you, Mildew. What's the news?
You're to report for action immediately, sir. Von Richthofen's been sighted coming this way.
What's he up to this time?
Playing badminton at 50 feet over our line, sir.
Trying to outdo me again, eh? He's getting pretty inventive, Mildew. That string quartet hanging from the wings last Sunday was pretty damn good.
Not my kind of music, sir. I preferred your Italian tenor on the trapeze myself.
Oh, thanks, Mildew. By the way, Squadron Leader Ditchley coming up this morning?
Somehow, I don't think so, sir. I do believe his leg's playing him up again.
Steady, Mildew.
Well, sir, everybody knows he's yellow.
And that's enough, Mildew. Now, lay out my kit. Oh, and has the mess piano been tuned?
Yes, sir.
And has the piano stool been adjusted to my height?
Yes, sir.
And has the music been...
Sir, everything's been attended to. The piano's being strapped to your wing at this very minute.
Right. Then I'll be on my way.
Good luck, sir.
Morning, sir. Everything set for takeoff. Piano tuned and in position. Stool adjusted. Music opened at Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody, sir. Listen to this, sir.
Thank you.
Lovely tone, sir.
Yes. Thank you, Chief. Thank you.
It's all right, sir. I've got another one on the other wrist.
Thank you. Full tank, I hope. I could be up there for a while.
Oh, silly me, sir. I'll see to it at once. Oh, here's the CO coming for a word.
Right, carry on, Chief. Morning, sir.
Morning, Fosdyke. This is all a bit elaborate, isn't it?
Well, sir, someone's got to take on von Richthofen at his own game, and nobody else down here seems willing or able.
Is that a jibe at me, Fosdyke?
If the cap fits...
Now listen to me, you impertinent whelp. This stupid feud with Richthofen must stop. I'm not having my aircraft flying with bicycles strapped to him. Stuffed bears, Turkish bats, and God knows what. There's a war on.
Then why don't you get in on it, Ditchley?
How dare you?
You haven't been up for weeks.
Well, everyone knows I haven't been well. The recurring dandruff. My cut finger.
You cowardly, cringing cur. You're a disgrace to the uniform.
How dare you speak to me like this in front of the men?
Oh, that's all right.
Get this aircraft in the air, damn you. We'll settle this when you get back.
Very well. But when I come back, the first thing I'll do is report your conduct at the highest possible level. Good morning, sir.
What are you lot staring at? Get back to your duties.
Oh, sorry.
I hope Richthofen blasts you out the skies, you little upstart. Damn it, if he gets back and starts talking, I'm ruined. If he doesn't get you, Fosdyke, I'll make sure I...
Fosdyke, keep an eye on this lot of Jerry's, will you?
Right, quiet, Sergeant.
And while you're at it, see if you can find out what units they're from. I'm just going to report to the CO.
Oh, I'll have a go, Sarge.
Come off it, Fozzie. You don't speak German.
No, but I don't have to. When you've been brought up in my trade, Nobby, it's easy. You see that kraut with the small bulging pack? Bring him over.
Hey, Fritz.
Yeah?
Here.
Oh.
Now, give us his small pack.
Ah.
Right.
What are you doing, Fozzie?
Oh, yes. I thought so. He's from a Bavarian outfit. Yes, good quality sausage, this. Dad would approve of this. Go well in Rochdale. Yes, why not? This war isn't going to last forever. If only there was a way of communicating.
Please, man sausage.
You speak English?
A little.
Oh, in your country,
yeah,
Fritz,
yeah,
who makes
me
this
me?
Yeah, who makes in your country?
Yeah.
How you make and see with the meat?
The meat,
You know? Oh, blast!
You mean who is the manufacturer?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Ah, it is I.
You?
Jawohl. In Germany, my family for 3 generations are making this. I am Helmut Schmidt of Schmidt Sauerkraut and Schweinfleisch Gesellschaft.
Schmidt? I've heard of you.
You have? Ah, that is good.
Yes, Fosdyke. Tom Fosdyke.
The Fosdyke tribe works?
That's it.
We talk, eh? Big business, when Germany has ones of all.
You what?
Forgive me, my friend. No more talk of winning the war. We think only of peace, huh? And a partnership.
Oh, I was thinking along the same line.
Schmidt and Fosdyke, head office Berlin.
I prefer Fosdyke and Schmidt, head office Manchester.
Please, Herr Fosdyke, our firm is worth 1 million mark.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, Helmut. My dad always told me never to talk business in public. There's too many German ears flapping round here.
You are right, Herr Fosdyke. Kameraden, alle raus! Schnell! Schnell! Now they have all escaped and we can talk in private, Herr Fosdyke. Herr Fosdyke? Where are you?
I'm over here, in my private shell hole.
Madame, to you. I thought I heard you come in 5 minutes ago.
Aye, love, but while I thought on it, I went and locked our Tom's letter and the proposed agreement with Schmidt in our bedroom safe. I've sent him a formal contract. All he has to do is get the German to sign it.
Why are the papers in the safe?
Use your head, Becky. We're still at war with Germany, you know. Those documents could be fatal for us if they fell into the wrong hands. I could end up in the tower.
Then why risk it at all?
Business is business, love. Before the ink's dry on the armistice, we'll be the first British firm with a foothold in Germany.
How's everything else down at the works? I mean, you can't trade with Germany or anybody else from a hole in the ground.
Oh, we're almost back to full production, love. The only problem's in the scalding shed, where they're still having to work in 4 feet of icy cold water.
Oh, that's not good, Joss.
No, but we'll have it back to the regulation 2.5 feet by Monday. Oh, I'm fur thrumped.
You get your slippers on, love. I'll go and fetch you tea. It's tripe and cow heel.
Oh, me favourite. It's not Sunday, is it?
No, love, I just thought you deserved a bit of a treat. You're working so hard.
Well, it's not easy with both the lads away. That reminds me. Any more word from our Albert?
No, nothing today.
I'm worried about that lad.
I'm worried about both of them, Joss.
Aye, but Albert especially. I mean, not only has he got to contend with the Germans in the air, he's got that swine Roger Ditchley as his CO. And I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw a dreadnought tripe boiler.
Oh, it is wartime, Joss. Things are different. I know Ditchley's a rotter, but I'm sure he and Albert will sort things out one way or another.
Ah, there you are, Fosdyke. I've decided it's time you and I sorted things out, one way or another.
Well, as I told you, the first thing I'm going to do is write my report on your cowardly behaviour to HQ.
Oh, don't be hasty, Fosdyke. Let's settle this in private. Like gentlemen, meet me in the gym at midnight.
I'll do no such thing. I don't trust you, Ditchley.
And you're calling me a coward.
Very well. The gym at midnight.
In here? Ditchley? Ditchley, are you here? Can't see a damn thing. Oh, perhaps he's not here yet. Ditchley? Where are you?
In episode 6 of the Fosdyke Saga by Bill Tidy and John Junkin, you heard Stephanie Turner as Rebecca Fosdyke and Philip Lowry as Joss. David Threlfall was Tom Fosdyke and N. Reitel, Albert Fosdyke. Christian Rodsker was Roger Ditchley, with Trevor Cooper as the Sergeant and David Timpson as Schmidt. Other parts were played by Larry Lamb, Nick Revel, and Arthur Smith. The Fosdyke Saga was produced by Alan Nixon.